UK anti-terror officials too focused on mental illness, ignoring role of dangerous ideology, report. By Peter Cattell on February 8, 2023. The UK's terrorism prevention programme is focusing too much on the perceived mental illness of would-be perpetrators rather than the dangerous ideology they hold. An official report on the project's performance will say today. An examination into the UK's Prevent Anti-Terrorism programme will accuse it of putting too much emphasis on treating the mental illness of extremists, rather than tackling the effects of dangerous ideologies when it is published today. Previews in the UK establishment press claim. As the name suggests, the contest programme, of which Prevent is part, set up by the government in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, aims at preventing attacks largely by de-radicalizing would-be extremists before they act on their beliefs. However, Prevent has already been accused of being ineffective at stopping the growth of extremism in Britain, with it even being alleged that the program has been funding the very Islamist organizations it was set up to tackle. According to an article by The Telegraph, the report due to be published today is set to criticize Prevent for focusing on the personal vulnerabilities of would-be terrorists, with it largely failing to address the extreme beliefs behind the likes of Islamic extremism in particular. The report's author, William Shawcross, is to slam this blind spot as having potentially serious consequences, with the publication noting that 7 of the 13 terror attacks that have taken place in Britain since 2016 were carried out by individuals who had been referred to the program, clearly implying it failed to de-escalate those individuals. Prevent is a crucial pillar of the UK's counter-terrorism architecture, yet it has increasingly come to be seen as synonymous with safeguarding, an emphasis on protecting those referred in to Prevent from harm and addressing their personal vulnerabilities, a draft report seen by The Telegraph reads. Whilst safeguarding rightly sits as an element of Prevent work, the program's core focus must shift to protecting the public from those inclined to pose a security threat, it continues. Prevent too often bestows a status of victimhood on all who come into contact with it, confusing practitioners and officials as to Prevent's fundamental purpose. The report will also criticize Prevent for focusing too much on alleged right-wing extremism to the point it jeopardizes its work tackling radical Islamism, which for the 21st century has proven a far more deadly ideology. Such an out-of-kilter focus, the report will say, is partly out of fear that the program will be accused of being racist, anti-Muslim or culturally insensitive. This claim is largely in keeping with the shortfalls of Prevent previously detailed within the British press, with the organization even being accused of providing funds to the very Islamist organization it was set up to defang. According to details from the same report leaked late last year, Prevent distributed sums of money to a number of radical organizations, a number of which are described as having promoted extremist narratives. During the course of the review, I became aware that some Prevent-funded groups promote extremism or have links with extremists, Shawcross wrote. I found unacceptable examples of some of these organizations promoting Islamist extremist sentiments, or of validating and associating with Islamist extremists. The idea that the program could also have acted in an overly lenient way towards Islamic extremism out of a fear of being labeled racist is, sadly, in keeping with other activity of the British state, with the number of police forces in the country infamously said to have ignored the activities of child rape gangs for similar reasons. According to one inquiry published last year, police allowed over 1,000 girls to be groomed by an Asian rape gang in Telford, with law enforcement failing to intervene for fear of acting contrary to political correctness. Despite the fact that if the local police force had done its most basic job it would have prevented the grooming, officers are said to have ignored the plight of girls in the area for fear of igniting racial tensions in the area. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.